Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now back to Softy and Dick on your home for the Huskies and the Kraken. Seattle Sports Radio 950. KJR.
There's not a better person. He is smart. He's instinctive. Did I mention he was a good kid? Yeah. I can't say that. You know, he is a guy that, you know, wanted to get back on the West Coast, a guy that we're rooting for. And what Coach Lake does and the success that they've had on defense, there's no reason to not think it won't be a great fit.
That is the voice right there of former Washington State, former Ohio State, current Oklahoma defensive coordinator Alex Grinch, who was on the show with us. He came on last week to talk about Trey Brown, who the Seahawks got in the draft. And I feel like we could double dip here, to be
honest
with you.
I think we can.
We double dipped last week with Grinch talking about Trey Brown and Brandon Radley Hiles, and we'll do it again because for as big a star as Alex Grinch is in Norman, Oklahoma, I think Jenny Carlson is that much bigger. She is the voice of Oklahoma sports, columnist for the Oklahoman. She's about to embark on covering Spencer Rattler's Heisman Trophy winning season in Norman. Here she is from the Oklahoman, from Oklahoma, Jenny Carlson. How are you?
Hey, guys. I got to tell you, my 8-year-old daughter thinks it's really cool I'm on radio, but she has no idea why I can't be on radio here. So can you guys get working on that?
Yeah, how much you need? 10, 15 bucks a week? I can make that happen. No problem. Well,
That should do it.
You tell your 8-year-old daughter that she's exactly right, that mommy should be on TV, radio, and the newspaper, that mommy should get whatever she wants. So you just explain to her that she's exactly right. Well, we're going to ask you about Trey Brown in a second here, but you heard the quote there from Alex Grinch, your defensive coordinator over there in Oklahoma, talking about Bookie Radley Hiles. And, man, the guy had great numbers, had great starts for Oklahoma, was a great player, and now he's playing in Seattle for the death row defense with Jimmy Lake. Why is he here and not with you guys in Norman?
Yeah, you know, he's a guy that was probably as maligned as any that we've had in college football around here for a while. I was thinking about him when he entered the transfer portal, and the only guy that I could think of that sort of approached the same level is a guy named Eric Bassey. And Eric replaced Roy Williams, who played, you know, a long time in the NFL for the Dallas Cowboys, was a legend in Oklahoma football, and Bassey replaced him. And, you know, I think anytime you replace a legend, it's always difficult. And you know, he struggled, He didn't necessarily struggle, but he wasn't Roy Williams, and I think a lot of fans wanted him to be. And I think in some ways, you know, Bookie was some of the same thing. You know, he came in as such a highly regarded recruit, was really highly touted by coaches as a true freshman. I think people just expected this guy to come out and, you know, be fantastic and all world. And, you know, he was a really productive cornerback, really productive secondary guy for OU, but he was never that superstar that I think a lot of people wanted him to be. And I think that as much as anything, he wanted a fresh start. You know, he just wanted to be somewhere where those expectations maybe weren't quite what they were at Oklahoma, and maybe see what he could make of his last year of college eligibility.
Well, you started your article on him very powerfully. You said he's been called a lightning rod, an embarrassment, a bum. So how much of that, how much of that was because of what you just talked about, not being – you know, the superstar that everybody hoped, and how much was it maybe antics off the field or even on the field antics?
Well, I think that's part of it. You know, one of the things that became more frustrating in recent years was a guy that's a veteran, you know, that has had some game experience, and he would make boneheaded plays, do things that were unnecessary, got a taunting penalty in the Bedlam game this year, which was an Oklahoma route against Oklahoma State, but it led to Oklahoma State's only touchdown. Got a targeting penalty away from the ball last year, 2 years ago in the national semifinals against LSU, a game that Oklahoma wasn't going to win anyway because it was LSU with Joe Burrow and that crew. But he gets tossed. You know, he gets tossed for nothing. He didn't have to do anything. Mm. And he's ejected, and it leaves Oklahoma short in the secondary, obviously a position you don't want to be short in against that LSU offense of a couple years ago. So, yeah, I mean, I think that added to it for a lot of people, just the frustration level of how he just couldn't seem to get out of his own way sometimes. You know, I think people, especially these last couple years, I think they might have gotten to the point where they accepted the fact that he wasn't the superstar that they hoped he would be when he first got here, if he just would have knocked off that stuff. And frankly, that got a lot of attention nationally. If you go back and watch and listen to some of the commentators nationally that covered Oklahoma's games, there was some pretty, you know, rough criticism of Buki in several situations. I think it was a little over the top. I mean, it wasn't like he was getting kicked out of every game or anything like that, but I think the hope was is that after a while he'd learn his lesson and figure it out and not do that stuff anymore. And we saw it basically right up to the end. But he was a great teammate. Everybody around Oklahoma's program loved him, from coaches to teammates. I don't think they loved the antics. I'm not saying that. Yeah. But I think as far as a guy that they really liked having in their locker room, in their meetings, I don't know if anybody else was more liked than Buki was.
Wow. Well, Jenny Carlson, nobody's more liked in the Oklahoma newsroom than her, by the way, is with us on the air. And here's the thing, and Jenny, you know, I realize it's real rich for two guys in Seattle to tell you about high expectations for college football because nobody has them higher than you guys out there in Oklahoma. But we've kind of developed, I think, high expectations for the Husky secondary. You know, lots of guys in the NFL, Buda Baker, Sidney Jones, Kevin King, Byron Murphy. We could be here all day. And you got a couple guys in Trent McDuffie and Kyler Gordon that can play on the outside. We're hoping that maybe Brendan can be that nickelback. I mean, what should Husky fans' hype level be for this guy? Can this guy really play?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a solid guy in that secondary. Now, you know, it's interesting because, you know, he built his reputation in high school as a boundary corner. I mean, he's not the biggest guy. He's 5'9", 5'10". But not the biggest guy, not sort of your prototypical NFL corner that, you know, you guys know well. You see him out there. So he's not maybe size-wise what a prototype cornerback would be, but he was able to use his speed and his smarts playing that boundary corner. And that's not a position that he played at Oklahoma, I mean, hardly at all, maybe in spot duty here and there, but not in any sort of regular rotation. And it doesn't sound like from, you know, what you guys are saying and what I've read elsewhere that that's the plan for him at UW either. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, he's going to, again, be in a position where he's expected to, you know, have a lot of different duties, to do a lot of, you know, take on bigger guys and, you know, different situations. So I think he's going to be a guy who's very capable, but it's going to be interesting to see if he can take the next step and evolve even more after the experience he had at Oklahoma. Now, let's remember, you know, he underwent a coaching change. They went from Mike Stoops, midseason change, to Ruffin McNeil being the interim defensive coordinator, and then now Scrinch comes in. He brings in a couple guys, including, you know, guys that are coaching the secondary. So Buki's been through some coaching changes, and he's going through one again, but maybe some, you know, maybe that, again, will create a sense of, you know, again, heightened learning, a little bit more broad experience, those sorts of things. I think it's going to be interesting to see how he evolves and how he adapts. But, you know, it sounds like that, you know, that's going to be a situation where a very high level of performance is expected. And so maybe, you know, that continues to sort of sharpen him in terms of playing in that secondary.
Jenny, we're running out of time, but we'd love to get your take on the Hawks' fourth-round draft pick, Trey Brown.
Yeah, I mean, Trey's a guy that all he did was make big plays and big games for Oklahoma. I mean, that's really, you know, a big-game Trey. I mean, that's really what he became, made a huge interception of the Big 12 championship game this last year. Just had numerous plays like that over his career. A guy that I was a little bit surprised left early for the draft, but clearly being, you know, an early third-day guy and taken by Seattle, you know, I respect the heck out of what they do. So, you know, nothing to sneeze at there. I think he's a guy that, you know, he may not make every play, but he's going to make some big ones. So it's going to be interesting to see how he fits in as a rookie moving forward with the Seahawks.
Jenny Carlson of the Oklahoman, great stuff. Just remember, you stole our basketball team. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. See ya.
Yeah, she's not having any. He's like, whatever.
No, she's like, whatever.
13 years later, you guys can suck it. All right, we'll get a break.
And they suck, too.
Yeah, which is great. I have no problem with that. That's fine by us. We'll get a break. Corey Brock, the man with two first names, will join us to talk some baseball at 4:20. Fat Tony Smith is going to come on the air with us at 5 o'clock and explain why the Jaguars signed a guy who's not played football in like a decade. Coming up on 950K.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.